Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Well, Father's Day is just a few days away, and I was thinking back to a conversation I had back in December of 2013 with Coach Jim Johnson, and he was really gracious enough to be able to come back on the program today to talk to us not only about his book that continues to create buzz, it's called A Coach and a Miracle, but also about his own personal journey that he shares with us in the book, and what it's been like for him to be able to impart greatness to others. Coach, hello to you, and welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Cyrus.
The pleasure is definitely all mine. I was sharing with you before we went live here that I was thinking about with Father's Day approaching, Coach, that this book really, it is about J-Mac, who, you know, we're able to find out about in the book, and, of course, the amazing thing that he was able to accomplish. But also, I think so much about you and the role that you've been able to play for so many others. I want to step back for a minute, though, and just talk about what this experience has continued to been like for you. Some, you know, 8 years and I think later, you know, what has it been like for you to not only be able to share your story, but also to be able to empower others, Coach, as they're being able to go on their own journey?
Well, you know, it's certainly been a wonderful situation to be able to share inspiration and hope to many now. In fact, I'm going to be retiring from teaching in 3 weeks to pursue a full-time speaking career because I just have fallen completely in love with the opportunity to go out and speak and try to make a difference in many different types of groups and organizations. So from that perspective, it's been really an awesome experience. And, you know, and I'm going to stay coaching basketball, and J-Mac's going to still work with me. So so it's kind of the best of both worlds. I get a chance to go out and try to make a positive impact with people. And, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity to go out and try to help people and meet all different people from all over the country.
Exactly. And you've been able to do that. And I think that is what is so inspiring. Whether you are a sports lover or not, Coach, this story, your story, I think really inspires people to not only to take advantage of the opportunities that they're presented with, but even, I think, too, to realize what is possible for them and to really erase the limitations that so many may put on themselves and even others may do as well. Was that part of your goal with the book, A Coach and a Miracle, to be able to do that and to show people how they could be a miracle all by themselves?
Absolutely. In fact, the book, it kind of has a layout of the my six teaching points when I talk about my keynote, and then my co-author and I added a few. So the whole concept when we really formulated the ideas for the book is that, you know, we felt we had a very powerful story that could give a lot of hope and inspiration to people, but also we wanted to make it an evergreen book, and that's why we wrote it as a life lessons book. So, you know, we tried to certainly incorporate the story with all the ideas that I've garnered through all the years of teaching and coaching and working with young people and trying to give people opportunity to, you know, think. And, you know, we have questions at the end of each chapter to get them to think, like, you know, do you have your own personal mission statement? If you don't, you know, my book really spurs you to start thinking about that and putting it down on paper, which I think is a very powerful exercise.
Right. Exactly. And it seems as though you were preparing us, the reader, you know, for knowing that this was larger than just a coach's and a player's story. In the chapter Share Your Success, you wrote this on page 143 of the book. It's clear that J-Mac's Miracle Night signified a lot more than some basketball game being played in upstate New York. I've mentioned at length how the night of February the 15th marked the culmination of my passion, mission, goals, and perseverance, and Jason's as well. It's so awesome to know how this achievement mattered deeply, not just to the two of us, but to people worldwide. And that, I think, ties in really well, Coach, with what you were saying about what you're going to be able to do now, you know, in, you know, coming up the next 3 weeks, to be able to devote your time to sharing that message. As you've been able to do it now, though, what has it been like for you to see the way that people are getting it, that they're being able to get that it's not just about success being for a few, but really being able to realize the opportunities that are available to them?
Well, it's extremely important to me because, you know, going back to what we were just briefly talking about with the mission statement is that, I'm very clear about my mission, and that is basically to be a great role model for others and to try to provide opportunities for people to have their dreams come true like so many of my dreams have come true. And, you know, when you have that really mission and you're driven towards it, and the opportunity to go out and try to help others achieve. And the great thing about, the story itself, as you mentioned earlier, is the fact that it gives so many people to get them to think about, there's a lot more that I could probably do than I'm doing right now. And, that's really one of my major focuses is to really share with people, it's certainly an inspirational story, but much more than that, certainly giving them the tools to get them to think and then to start taking action on steps they can do on a daily basis to make, create a miracle and make your dreams come true. And I think we are all capable of doing that, and that's the nice thing about the message.
Exactly. Totally agree with that. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side of our program or online, you all are listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege once again of speaking with Coach Jim Johnson. He's the author of the book, A Coach and a Miracle, Life Lessons from a Man Who Believed in an Autistic Boy. But the book is so much more than about that. I mean, it is an amazing story about a young man they were able to meet named J-Mac and what he was able to accomplish under Coach Johnson's lead. But also, I think it is a story about all of us and what is possible for us. As I mentioned, too, looking at the framework of where we are today, Coach, you know, being days away from Father's Day, you actually talk about in the book, you talk about your own life as a family man and the importance of being able to set priorities, including in the chapter Define Your Mission. You wrote this about your family. Of course, you tell us of your being married in 1982 and about your child, Tyler. But then you say this: I try not to take Pat and Tyler for granted, considering that so many of my players have come from split households and carry all kinds of baggage as a result. Pat and Tyler have always been very supportive of what I do for a living, which is no small gesture. Coaching is an extremely time-consuming profession. But then you go on to say this: God and family should always be your highest priorities, but sometimes the priorities can get out of whack. Do you think that has been why you have been such a success as a coach in various fields, both on the court as well as in life, Coach Johnson, because you realize the importance of having those priorities and trying to stick with them?
Well, I definitely think it is, and I'm no different than anybody else in this fact that it's always a challenge to make sure that you're keeping your priorities straight. But I think that's one of the things I really try to clearly say in my message is that, you know, you have to develop habits, and it all based on what your highest priorities are. And it's something always to think about, you know, when you have your own personal mission and you start putting some goals down. Story with Jason really just reinforced the importance of my own family. And, you know, I'm very fortunate. I grew up in a household. My mom and dad are still alive, and they're still extremely supportive of me. And then the fact that my wife and I have been blessed to have a happy marriage for over 30 years, and we have a wonderful son that's now in law school that we're very, very proud of. I heard this from Les Brown a while back in a speech he did, you know, that you got to do more than say the message. You got to be the message, and that's something I certainly am trying to do on a daily basis. I don't always do it as well as I should, but that when you have that kind of concept that you it's important you to do more than say the message. That, you got to live that, and that's what I'm trying to do on a daily basis.
Well, you're definitely doing that, and I think the players that you've been able to coach, definitely would agree with that. You say in that same chapter, define your mission. To me, one of the things that I really kept coming back to when I read this book the first time around, Coach, and that is this. It's a joy when you see the people from your basketball family go on to succeed in the biggest game, the game of life. Have you felt as though it's been just as much your responsibility, Coach, to allow people to know not only the world outside of basketball, but the importance of the impact that they can have on that world?
Absolutely. And, the thing that makes me very proud is the opportunity to try to touch so many young people's lives and then to see them come back. I mean, one of my former players has been a volunteer assistant as he's finished off his college, education. And, it's just wonderful to have those types. And certainly J-Mac, has been back in our program as an assistant for 6 years. And, we have a lot of our former players come back. In fact, we retired J-Mac's jersey back in December. To see all the people come back for that was just awesome. In fact, I had a player that I had actually coached many, many years ago when I was actually a JV coach that I actually came back for it, and it was just great to catch up and see. And I think when you're trying to do the right things and lead people, I know one of the other things I'm proud of is many of my assistant coaches have gone on to do very prominent things, whether it's in the coaching field or, like, for example, our new principal in our high school now was one of my former assistants. To see him grow and continue to be a wonderful leader, and now he's a principal of our high school. Those are really special things to me, to try to and help people grow to their highest dreams.
Well, it's not every day that a coach is able to see one of his players being praised by the President of the United States. In Chapter 7 of the book, Coach, Stay True to Yourself, you were able to see that with, President George W. Bush. And what I thought was so interesting about that chapter, and I think that, that moment, was the importance of, something that we talk about on this show all the time, something I know that you firmly are a believer on, that is the importance of not only walking in your own truth, but making sure that you're being true to yourself in each and everything that you do. I believe, and I'm curious to see your thoughts about this as you look back over the 8 years since, that amazing night in February, that part of the reason why that was possible is because you have been able to get a gift or give a gift to others to show them that with them, that if they really give their best, that nothing is impossible. Do you believe that?
I truly do. And certainly, Jason's one of the greatest illustrations of that, and the fact that, he had this special night. But, like myself, that I continue to grow. Jason has continued to grow and develop. In fact, I got a little special story for you. He, about a year and a half ago, he came to me and he said, "Coach, I want to do something different." And he was a runner in high school, but had kind of gotten away from it after he graduated from high school. And he says, "I want to run in the Rochester Marathon." And I said, "Oh, wow, that's great." I said, "What's your goal for that?" And he thought for a moment. He says, "I'll have to come back and tell you tomorrow." So he comes back and he says, "Coach, I want to qualify for the Boston Marathon." And I said, "Wow, that's awesome." And cut the story to the chase here is that he ran the Rochester Marathon, and he had to break 3 hours and 5 minutes to qualify for Boston, which is a pretty fast time for your listeners. That anybody knows anything about running a marathon, usually you don't run that fast in your first one. And I'm proud to tell you that Jason, by setting the goals and coming up with a plan and putting a team together to support him, ran the Rochester Marathon in 3 hours and 1 minute, and then he actually went to the Boston Marathon and set a new goal, and that was to break 3 hours in the Boston Marathon. And the Boston Marathon would just run in April here. I'm proud to tell you he ran it in 2 hours and 57 minutes. So he's just a great illustration, and that's the one thing that When you live a life of purpose and you really set goals and you come up with a plan and take action on a consistent basis and start developing those good habits in your life, one of the things that I really try to do every day is to start the day off right. I have a daily morning routine that's, I think, been very helpful in getting my day off to a good start every day. I think it's really important, as people that, they feed their mind with positive things on a consistent basis and continue to grow and set those goals high, because you never know. And, there's a lot of things that you can do that you might not think you can do.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. And I think, the story of Jason, of J-Mac, and of you, really shows the importance of appreciating everyone's value, everyone's worth, and not looking at people, as someone to be pitied or someone, to be looked down on, but to really look at each and every person that's around us as someone to be appreciated. It's something, Coach, that you seem to have been able to do early on. You've been able to pass it on, I think, to your other players. But you also say in the book, in that chapter, share your success that I mentioned earlier. You wrote this, and I think it also shows why it's bigger than the team. You say it's vital for special needs students to be accepted not only by the coach, but also by the players, not only by the administrators and teachers, but also by the students. That's another area in which I'm proud to say Greece Athena scores very high marks, since media reports correctly portrayed Jason as a valued and beloved member of our squad by his teammates. That was never more evident than when my players made sure Jason got so many scoring opportunities on February the 15th. I think there comes a moment when we all have to realize how by helping others or appreciating others that it does not devalue ourselves. Do you think that was part of what you've been able to share with not only those that you've coached, but also those that you've been able to speak to?
Absolutely. I think and I can't tell you the exact time when this transitioned for me, but I know early in my career I was envious of somebody that was doing really well and, I should be doing better than that and all that kind of thing. And, when I really understood, I think, a bigger purpose in the sense that, you should really try to help others and really congratulate someone when they do well. And that's something I think I take a lot of pride in now, is that trying to catch people doing the right things, recognizing, and certainly with so many different vehicles today, whether it's a written note or a phone call or a text message or an email. But when you see someone that you know, or maybe not even know, maybe you just know of, and you recognize them, I know people appreciate that very much, but I think that's when you really understand what life is all about, and that is to add value to others and try to help others. And, when you're recognizing when people do things well, I think that's really important.
Yeah, I think that is true. Probably one of the most heartwarming moments in the book. We all, I think, for any individuals who remember Dead Poets Society, Coach, carpe diem is something that sticks with them. In that chapter, you share a moment that I think, it is made for television. I really believe this. This is what you wrote as you were talking about that 1 minute. With about 1 minute to go, as I remained rooted to my chair in shock, I got a tap on my shoulder. It was J-Mac's mother, Debbie McElwain, in tears. She said, "Coach, this is the nicest gift you could have ever given my son." She then bent down and gave me a kiss on the cheek. Can you tell us what that moment meant, what that moment meant for you?
Just when you're bringing it up, Cyrus, I still get chills down my spine. That was just such a special moment that I will cherish for the rest of my life, is the fact that, how she really showed her appreciation, because I was just overwhelmed with just great emotion. This, number one, just to see Jason in uniform and actually playing in a game was something I will always cherish. And then, of course, him to go out and score 20 points. But then her to come down, because I did not know her very well. I knew his father much better than I knew his mother. But, she was so overwhelmed with emotion. But that meant a tremendous amount. In fact, it's something I always bring up when I talk to different audiences, because it was very poignant for me.
Yeah. you go on to say in that same chapter, for those who have the book, on page 75, you say, of moments frozen in your mind, you say, I'll also never forget Jason's mom, so small, bobbing and weaving through the crowd to get to her son. I think of all the challenges that she and her husband Dave endured, raising an autistic and learning disabled boy, and for them to see him rise above his limitations is as great a thrill as they could have in life. And I thought, wow, what an amazing thing to be able not only to be a part of, but to witness, to know that someone is able to rise above their limitations. So is that your hope for people who are still discovering the book, A Coach and a Miracle, that they will be able to do that, Coach, to rise above whatever limitations may be put in front of them?
Absolutely. You know, I think one of the major keys in success, you know, is that you have to endure and have that perseverance and overcome, you know, the challenges and adversities that we all, I mean, we all have our different challenges. We all have our different adversities. But the people that, in my opinion, are successful are the ones that continue to overcome those, you know, find ways around them, above them, through them, whatever it takes. Is really, really important. In fact, you know, one of the things I share with people, you know, when they ask me, because I've been fortunate enough to have been a varsity coach in three different programs where we were able to turn their program around. And, you know, one of the things I really shared with them is that the fact that I think you have to have that no matter what attitude, that you're going to get it going no matter what. And, you know, when you have that desire, like I was talking to some of my players the other night about improving themselves, and I said, you know, there's two things that really jump out always at me in self-improvement. One is having that desire, and, you know, it's something, you know, we all have got to have in us. And then the second is knowledge, having the knowledge to understand the things you need to do to continue to grow in whatever endeavor you're trying to get better at.
Exactly. I think that is it, Coach. And you've been able to not only share that, but also show it. And I think that is what makes such a difference. It's not so much what you've been able to say, but what you've been able to show people. And that is what I think we remember the most. Again, everyone, Coach Jim Johnson has been our guest, A Coach and a Miracle, Life Lessons from a Boy, from a Man Who Believed in an Autistic Boy, is the title of the book. It's a really fascinating story, and I think on so many different levels, Coach, and I'm so glad that you could come back to be able to share with us. How can our listeners stay in contact with you, as well as, of course, be able to get the book for themselves?
Sure. One of my endeavors in going into my speaking career is I've actually working with a local autism group called Autism Up, and one of the things I'm doing is donating $1.50 to every book that's bought off my website. And my website is CoachJimJohnson.com, and on there I have contact info. I do have a manager that works with me for our workshops and our keynotes. And, you know, the book is something that was really a special process, and, you know, we're very proud of it. We've gotten tremendous reviews on Amazon for it, and, I've just been thrilled that my co-author and I were able to put it down on paper.
Well, thank you so much again for the time, Coach. I know you have a lot going on. Congratulations on the big event that's coming up in a few weeks. I'm glad that you could share that moment with us, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
I look forward to it as well. Thanks for having me, and certainly if I can ever help you, feel free to reach out anytime, Cyrus.
I appreciate that, Coach. We'll definitely do that. Thank you so much for that. And we thank all of you for tuning in as well. Remember that website that Coach mentioned, CoachJimJohnson.com, is where you guys can go. And as he said, he's donating a portion of the proceeds to a great organization that's working, of course, with autism individuals. You know, make sure you guys take advantage of that, as well as, of course, stay in contact with him online. I'm following him on Twitter, as well as staying in contact with him on Facebook, and encourage you to do the same thing. If you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. You can find it on our social media sites by going to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You want to make it a great one.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.